After the school shooting in Parkland, Florida, 8 states and the District of Columbia passed some version of an extreme risk protection order law, a measure aimed to prevent someone in crisis from accessing guns. In Maryland, police say hundreds of requests have poured in for these protection orders. But critics say the law infringes on gun owners' constitutional rights. Guns in America's Alana Wise reports on the perceived fight between promoting public safety and preserving individual liberties.
A concerned family member, 2 police officers, an irate man, and then a gunshot. That's how, according to Anne Arundel County Police, an attempt to carry out a gun removal ended the life of 60-year-old Gary J. Willis in November.
Whatever you may think of red flag laws, they should not be death sentences. And they were in the case of Gary Willis.
Mark Pinnock is an attorney and president of the guns rights organization Maryland Shall Issue. He and other critics of these laws say the Willis incident is an extreme example of what can go wrong under a law they believe strips gun owners of their rights. Proponents of these protection orders, however, say they save lives. If a person is in crisis and suspected of posing a danger to themselves or others, family members, partners, medical professionals, and law enforcement can request to have guns temporarily removed from the home. If a judge agrees, police then carry out the order.
It's a complete shock to the respondent that officers show up on his doorstep demanding his guns.
Connecticut established the nation's first extreme risk protection order, or red flag law, in the late 90s. But the number of state laws more than doubled after the shooting rampage at Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. Maryland's law went into effect in October. Since then, law enforcement have received some 370 requests for these orders. A little fewer than half have been granted. Sheriff Darren Popkin of Montgomery County says his department has received roughly 70 requests so far. He says the volume of calls is proof that the law is necessary.
It really has provided a tool to remove the firearms, make people safer until somebody can actually get the mental health treatment before something terrible and tragic occurs.
Popkin acknowledged that the law had some inherent dangers. Sending armed officers into a situation with an armed and possibly unstable person, but said training and preparation for the law had prepared his officers.
Clearly, from the feedback and facts and circumstances I'm being told in many jurisdictions, including Montgomery County, it truly is saving lives.
Maryland's red flag law wasn't an option for Dorothy Paugh and her family when they lost her father to suicide when she was 9 years old. Nor had the law been enacted when her 25-year-old son shot and killed himself in 2012.
Had my mother had the kind of resource that the red flag bill gives family members now, my dad may have been saved, and that in turn may have saved my son.
When asked about the pushback the law has received, Paul was simple in her response.
It saddens me for the family members who will lose loved ones because this tool isn't available to them.
Across the country, states like Colorado and New York are considering their own red flag laws. An analysis by the Associated Press found that courts issued more than 1,700 gun seizure orders last year. For Guns and America, I'm Alana Wise.